The background story, part D. A new spirit now took possession of Swamiji. He was convinced beyond doubt that the Lord was with him. His days were spent in prayer and meditation, and in the earnest longing that he might be made a true instrument of the Lord, a true spokesman of Hinduism, a true bearer of his master's message. On the platform of the Parliament of Religions. The Parliament of Religions was an adjunct of the World's Columbian Exposition, which was held in Chicago in 1893 to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the discovery of America by Christopher Columbus. Some of the declared objectives of the Parliament were to present the important truths held and thought in common by different religions of the world, and to bring the nations of the earth into a more friendly relationship. But many thought and hoped that the Parliament would prove the superiority of their own religion over the others. However, through divine dispensation, as it were, the validity of all religions ultimately became the keynote of the Parliament. And Swami Vivekananda became the most impressive and eloquent mouthpiece of that central theme. The first session of the Parliament was held on Monday, 11 September 1893 in the spacious hall of the Art Institute. Its huge galleries were packed with more than 4,000 people, men and women, representing the best culture of the United States. Representatives of all organized religions, Buddhism, Christianity, Confucianism, Hinduism, Jainism, Judaism, Mohammedanism, Saintoism, Theism, Brahmo Samaj, and Zoroastrianism were there, and among them was Swami Vivekananda, wrapped in silent prayer, attracting the attention of the audience by the commanding presence. The Parliament opened with a prayer, after which the chairman, Reverend J. H. Barrows, introduced the delegates one by one, who then read their prepared speeches. But Swamiji had no such written speech with him, and he had never before addressed such a huge assembly. He did not speak in the morning session, but went on postponing the sermons from the chair. In the afternoon, when he could no longer put off his turn, he stepped up to rostrum, his face glowing like fire, inwardly bowing down to Devi Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge. He began to speak. No sooner had he addressed the assembly as sisters and brothers of America than a great wave of enthusiasm went through the audience. They rose to their feet with shouts of applause, as if they had gone mad. Everyone was cheering, cheering, and cheering. The Swami was bewildered. For 2 full minutes, he attempted to speak, but the wild enthusiasm of the audience would not allow it. Others had addressed them in the customary manner, but Swamiji had touched the deepest chord of their heart by discarding formality and stressing the kindship of all people. After the applause subsided, the Swami made a brief speech.